Right now, though, as we take a look at the sports news that we have here in front of us, we will start off, why not start off with the UConn women. The UConn women played last night in college basketball, and once again, they defeated Syracuse 83-47 to once again advance to the Sweet 16. So congratulations to the UConn women as they continue their advance in the NCAA tournament. All right. All right. Other sports, 16 lawsuits now have been filed against Deshaun Watson. And it's turned into a really tragic, tragic thing. Now, the attorney for Watson says that a lawsuit against him, a failed blackmail attempt, is behind one of those suits. All right. He's now been accused of being a sexual predator by 16 different people. The blackmail event was made trying to extort $30,000 from him. But this story is a lot like the story of Mario Cuomo. Once things start to get out of control, they get out of control. Anyway, let's move on to the National Hockey League in games yesterday. The Devils defeated the Flyers 4-3. That was the, I do believe, only game that was played yesterday with local teams. Coming up today, anybody local playing? No, but tomorrow, once again, the Rangers will take on the Flyers, the Devils will take on the Capitals, and the Islanders will take on the Bruins. All right. In the NBA yesterday, the Knicks defeated the Wizards 131-113. The Nets over the Trailblazers, 116-112. Today, the Celtics take on the Bucks, and I think that is it. Now, taking a look at the standings in the NBA, this is what really is interesting to me this year. The Knicks now are in seventh place. The top eight teams get in the playoffs in their division. They have a 500 record. 22-22 this late in the year, which is for the Knicks absolutely amazing. But the whole thing is that they're actually tied for sixth place in their division, one game out of fifth place, and a game and a half out of fourth place. So the Knicks are definitely on the road back. Whether they'll make it all the way back or not in the next couple of years, it would be nice to see them get into the playoffs, but they're doing this all with young players. So congratulations, and let's hope that it keeps going good. Well, I see Janet Nixon has joined in with us this morning. So we'll say hello to Janet on Facebook Live. By the way, you can only watch us. You can't watch us on Facebook Live on our Facebook page for WHDD. For some reason, but you can go to my personal page, Marshall Miles, and you can watch it there. Taking a look at Major League Baseball spring training games, the Red Sox defeated the Brewers 7-6. The Yankees and Tigers a 5-5 tie. The Mets over the Marlins 5-3. That's the way it looked yesterday. I'm taking a look. Those are the only games locally that we're going to cover. Of course, there's two different spring training leagues. The old-fashioned one, the Grapefruit League, and then that one that plays out. The one that plays way out west. Anyways, the Yankees are 13-7 this spring. The Red Sox are 12-8. The Mets are 10-8 in the Grapefruit League, and then the Cactus League, which doesn't include any of our local teams. Grapefruit and Cactus. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So it's, once again, I did watch baseball yesterday simply because it's just nice to see. It's just nice to see. And it's nice to hear. That's all I can say. You know, there's just something about baseball, which, especially coming out of winter and especially coming out of a February, which was just a February epitomized and actually made up the whole winter. So you come out of February into March, and you can get the feeling of spring training. Nothing like that at all.
Sacrifice fly and a couple of flyouts. One was really a lineout. It was back.
The Yankees went back to back in home runs yesterday. Special. And here's that
highlight reel play that was. Allen turns on one, sends it to deep left, and that ball's gone. Nothing Reyes could do about that one. Second homer of the day for the Yankees, and they've expanded their lead to two. Oh, Gittens my. Sends this one out of here. Oh, my. That's a powder keg right there.
So the Yankees go back-to-back, and they ended up tying the game. Baseball should be played to a win. I don't care if it's the preseason or not. But they end the game at a tie, and that's that. All right, that is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.